thing that Christ does, he takes the name of his humanity. He doesn't say, Lord, I am the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is that. But he says, I, Jesus. He called his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then he says, I am the root and the offspring of David. Notice it's prefaced with the word I am. That's the word Jehovah. And he is the root and the offspring of that great prophecy that God told David that one of his sons would sit on the everlasting throne of the everlasting God. Jesus Christ is not only prophet, he's not only priest, Amen. But thank God he's king.
Hallelujah.
And then notice, he is the bright and morning star. And the bright and morning star signals a new day. And when you met Jesus Christ, put it into a new day. The old, dark, all think him new. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever will may come. The only characteristic you need to be thirsty. And when you're thirsty, you'll come and drink, and you'll be satisfied. But when we come down to verse 20, we find something. We find, first of all, a great promise. Surely I come quickly. And then we find Jesus' name again, because in the beginning of this Bible he says, I am the Amen. So we have, first of all, here the promise of Christ. Then you have the person of Christ. He's the Amen. And then last of all, you have a prayer to Christ. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Christ gives the promise. He shows himself. And we say, even so come, Lord Jesus. And when I take this bread, I am repeating that. I'm saying, even so come, Lord Jesus.